right, everybody. I just ask the Lord to speak to you. Ask the Lord to speak to you in this place. Let everybody speak to me, Lord. I want to go home with an empty head, an empty heart. Just speak to me, Lord. It is true that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And Lord, may I live well today. A word by which I can live. A word by which I can live. A word by which I will have life. Pray. Talk to God.
It doesn't matter. Today I'm continuing my series on, please give me a little more volume, okay, on how to be a deep Christian. Amen. You mind me again, because I didn't say how to be rich, so you're not going to say amen. How to be a deep Christian, say amen.
Amen.
And I was explaining to you last week Sunday that you everything we need is in God. Hallelujah. When I say hallelujah, I want a response. Amen. Everything we need is where? Is in God. Is in God. Everything we need is in God. Everything you need. Is it something that is happening with the, like, is it from the amp or the speakers are not good or something? Can I hear some very funny sound? Everything we need is in God. Everything we need is in God. Everything you need is in God. And that's the reason why. It is like a tree. What the tree needs, do you see, is in the ground. What is it making sense to you? And so for the tree to do well, it needs to have its connection to the ground very firm and very solid. Because what we learn in biology is that all the water that the tree needs, it comes from the ground. You see what I'm trying to say? The minerals that the tree needs comes from the ground. All the nutrients, the nitrogen, the potassium, something like that, NPK is a type of fertilizer. Phosphorus. Nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. All the nitrogen and the phosphorus and the potassium that the tree needs, it is in the ground. It is from the ground that it will come. And so for a tree to do well, it needs to have its connection properly and firmly, you know, inside the ground. For you to do well as a believer, as a born-again Christian, you also, because your nutrients and your vitamins, whatever it is, your phosphorus and your nitrogen and your potassium is in God, you need to also establish a connection. You know, it's like a mobile phone and your mobile network. You can't have data. There is no download going to happen if there is no signal. There's no connection. You see what I'm trying to say? You must have a connection to the network. Vodafone chips connect to the Vodafone network before you can have downloads from the internet. That's how it works. What I'm saying is making sense to you. If it's a Wi-Fi connection, there can be Wi-Fi in the room here. But because your connection is not there or is a weak connection, the download keeps breaking. Has it happened to you before? There's something painful, like you're downloading something that is 200 megabytes. When it gets to 199, the download failed. Download failed. It means you have to go back and download 199 again. Yeah. You bought data. So, okay, are they fast? And they say, oh, found here 200 megabytes. So, I'm bundling MTN 3 cities. No, I'm 349 megabytes. So, you just say, Charlie, I'm going to be a car. Then you start downloading 1 meg, 2 meg, 3 meg, 100 meg. So, 150 meg. That is 200 megabytes. Oh. 199 meg. Oh, small time to finish. 199.5. Now, a car. Oh, Shadina. Download field. So, what's 199.5 meg out of 349? Yep, the rest cannot even download the file anymore. And that's how it is that many of us, the reason why as a young person, you are not making progress, and if it continues the way it is, you will not make progress. What I'm saying is making sense to you. It's because you are supposed to be connected to the source. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, show me that scripture. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. Show me. Show us. These verses we'll be learning, we'll be memorizing all of them as time goes by. These are verses you must know in your spirit. Look at it. 2 Peter 1, 3. The Bible says, according, let's read it from verse 1 so that it makes sense. Verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God in the Savior and our Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 2. Grace, and see, when I read this, I'm reading this thing for my quiet time. I have been stuck at verse 3 for some time because I'm trying to squeeze out the juice in the verse 3. But look at verse 2. It says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. There is something called grace. There is something called grace. There is something called peace. You do not know the value of peace until you do not have it. Do you know peace? You don't know the value of peace until you no longer have it. Palestinians who are living in Gaza don't have peace. Because you can be there and then a bomb will land on your house. Yes. Israel is flying bombs. Even hospitals, they bomb hospitals because they suspect that the people are hiding there in the hospitals. Peace. You don't know what it means. You wake up every day, everything's okay. Nothing happens in Ghana. We just do, then we keep quiet again. Nothing happens in Ghana. Nothing happens in Ghana. And even the things which are supposed to be serious, some things that happen in Ghana, if it happens in another country, they'll go to town, they'll burn ties, they'll burn buildings, they'll do something. Ghana, when it happens, we make jokes on Facebook, and then on TikTok, and then we laugh, then we go and sleep. Yeah! You have no idea. Peace! Peace! The absence of peace, when it's not there, then you will understand it. And God, and the Bible, you see, Peter, through the Holy Spirit, oh, you too, why? Is that to preach to somebody? You don't have your quiet time, that's why you're behaving like this. Grace, in simple terms, is when the hand of God is helping a man to do something that he cannot do by himself, naturally, human strength. That's grace. You people use it to do greeting. And you say to say, oh, nyankopon adom o. Yesu adom. Unti asie. En chekeke na wuchia. But it is like the grace of God is when God comes down to help a man to do something that a man cannot do. And the Bible is saying in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2 that thing, grace, it multiplies. How? Through the knowledge. When you know God, number one. Number two, when you know Jesus Christ. There are two different things. To know God is one thing. To know Jesus Christ is another thing. That's why it's and through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. To know Jesus, it means something. To know God, it means something. And if you want more grace to happen to you or more peace to come into your life, more peace will come into your life only by your knowledge. As your knowledge of God increases and increases and increases, then you receive more grace. Are you following what I'm telling you? Have you listened to what I'm telling you? That's not where I'm coming to. Verse 3 says what? According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and unto godliness. Do you see it in the scripture? Again, how? Through the knowledge. Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Men and brethren, I don't know what I'm telling you this morning. I'm telling you, spending love, that in case you are living your life right now without a deep connection, building roots in God, I want to announce to you that Enkosiaga, you may get money, you may get everything you need in life, you will not get grace and peace. You know peace. Do you know peace? Yes. There are billionaires in the world and millionaires. You see, when you are poor, you think that money is everything. I read somewhere, somebody said that if money is the only thing you have, you are a very poor person. Like, that's all. Like, I am rich and I have money. I'm rich. What do you have? I have money. A lot of money. You are a poor person. You are the poorest of human beings on the earth if the only thing you have is money. When you don't have it, you think that is all. Every serious billionaire in the world, if you check, they give their money away. Yeah. do you know what Mark Zuckerberg did when he got his billions of dollars? His wife gave birth to a daughter, and then he created a charity fund with his daughter's name, and then he took them his money, his billions of dollars. No, so when the Facebook billion comes, then he transfers it into the charity fund, then he dashes it away. That's what are you going to do with it? Billions of dollars. Do you know billions of dollars? What will you do with it? Zuckerberg, Bezos, they are launching satellites into space, many of them, so that they can provide free internet in Africa and in the poor Asian countries. Yes, their plan is that anywhere you are in Africa, and there will be no, like, it's okay, we are in this village, there's no internet. No, you have a satellite on top of you. You just connect for free. They take their billions and then they use it to do satellite and send it up so that you can get free internet. Why Africa? Money in Yamo. Money in Yamo. Yamodo, more Africa for Yamo. Africa and Asia. Yeah. Because without it, mental health, you know, mental health, is there. It's a major thing. Among white people, it's plenty is there. You know what brings mental health? It's the peace that is not there. The peace that is not there. The peace that is not there. Yeah, you know, we are looking for food to eat. You have not finished getting food to eat. We say mental health. Nobody here is no mental. Even if you have mental health problems, your parents will not know. Your parents won't know. They don't have time for such things. I don't know. So I'm a part two, bear four. I could bantam my job. Half an hour, bear will say, I have anxiety. Hey, don't be silly. You have what? Pastor, find somewhere to pass. So, yes, last week I was telling that to be a deep Christian is number one is to do what? It's in your book. Number one. To develop deep roots. You know what it is? In the Lord. It means to try and to know God. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Philippians 3, 10. Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Do you see how when I say the verse, I say what is there? That's why we are memorizing the Ephesians 2:10. So that when you say it, you can say what is there. Ephesians 2:10. Somebody said 3:10. That means me, KB. Ephesians 3:10. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Have you found it? What's there? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. This is, you see, you know who Paul is? You know who Paul is? That he's saying, I may know. One of the apostles that knew. Am I talking to myself? No. I feel I'm talking to myself. I feel you're all just somewhere in town. What I'm preaching is not nice to you. You matter. Last week I read to you Psalm 63. It says, oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek you. Early will I seek you. Early. Do you have what I'm saying? Is it making sense to you? Yeah. But I think it's verse 2 where he says, to see thy power and thy glory. It must be a young person. When I was young, I became a born-again Christian. I didn't have you guys. Sometimes I feel as if the abundance of the resources can make you also into like a certain type of person. Sometimes scarcity makes you hungry. It makes you search. You search. When it is too much around you, you become an idiot. That's why people whose parents are rich already, very likely, they will end up broke in life. If they born you and your parents are already rich, you are very likely to become poor later on in life. That's how it is. That's how you can't think, don't know how to find something, how to get up and to go, even to keep it, to manage it well, you become an idiot. Yes, an idiot is a person who has low intelligence. It's not an insult. If your intelligence level is low, low intelligence is idiocy. The answer, if I say you're an idiot, another way of saying that your intelligence level is low, but it's too long a sentence, so you shorten it, idiot. Am I talking to somebody here? I'm trying to preach to you. I'm going to finish preaching very, very soon. Number two, to be a deep Christian is to develop deep roots in the Word of God. It means to memorize Ephesians 2:10. It means to go into it, to understand it. What does it mean to say we are His workmanship? We are His workmanship. What does it mean? Created unto good works. Joseph, what does it mean? What does this scripture mean to you? How will you walk? How will you, if it is the word of God, and man shall live by the word that proceeds out of God's mouth, then how can I, Joseph, begin to walk, to live my life by this word? What does this scripture mean to me? What does it mean? Created unto good works. Ask yourself, as you're sitting down here, this past week, what good works have you done? What good works? So, a computer has been created to do computer things. And it's just sitting down there. We need a computer to do something. It cannot do. What will you do with it? If you go and go to town and buy a computer, what are some of the things you want the computer to do for you? Number one, you can do what with it? Computer. You can go on the internet and research. Number two, you can play computer game. Number three, you can watch movies. Number four, you can play music. You can calculate. You can use open calculator and calculate 3 times 3 times 3 times 3 times 5. Is that not it? You can type on it. Is that not it? Eh? What else can a computer do? Huh? You can use to do scamming. You can use to scam people. Jimmy, can you be a born again Christian? Should we investigate your body? When I'm praying after church today, when I'm praying, you should come to the front. That's a born again Christian. If you go and spend 3,500 Ghana cedis to buy a laptop and you come home celebrating, skipping and jumping and very excited and happy, and you come back, you come home, you take it out of the box and then you plug it, and then you press power button and the computer comes on. When the computer comes on, all you see is a black screen. It can't calculate. It can't type. It can't scam. It can't scam. It cannot do any of these things. What will you do? What will you do? You take it back to the shop. What will you say to the person in the shop? Say, the computer is what? It cannot work. So give me my money. It cannot work, so give me my money. How many of you said, please say, the computer, it cannot work, give me my money. Because I paid 3,500. No, it's not that I like the beauty. Eh? It's like the box is nice, or the body of the computer is, I want to be looking at it. I bought it so that I can use it to watch movies and play music. I cannot just come and be looking at it. So if it doesn't work, you say, please, Eja, me pacho computer no enye juma pacho se samame and I say mami famisi kamame. Yeah, and here is computer Newton, who has been created to do good works, to watch movies and calculate, and here he is this past week. What good works have you done? Can't calculate, can't watch movie, can't type, can't do research, can't do anything. What will you do? We must take him back to the manufacturer. How many of you understand what I'm preaching to you so far? It may not be very organized, but I'm saying something to somebody here. You need to enter into God's word, and part of that process is getting the scriptures to go beyond your brain into your spirit. It is when it enters into your spirit, just like when nutrients enter into your bloodstream, the food in your stomach is of no use until it is, the nutrients in it are assimilated into your bloodstream. Because when the, you see, so what happens is that when you put the food in your stomach, into your mouth, it goes to your esophagus, down into your stomach, and then in your stomach is where proteins are digested. Do you know that? Then the other ones, the carbohydrates and things, they move into the small intestine. And that's where the other things, so when the things are digested, the protein and the vitamins and those things, which are like chemical whatever, they pass through the intestinal walls. What I'm saying is making sense to you. And they find their way into your bloodstream. And then the blood carries these things to the tissue. So when it gets to a tissue that needs it, it goes from the bloodstream into the tissue. Like that. Until muscles receive their protein, the amino acids that they need to become. So the blood is flowing everywhere. When it gets to muscles, collect your protein. Then the proteins enter into the muscles. They start to grow. Everything. Fats also find their places. They find their places here. Fats, they like here. Do you know here and here? Yeah. So when you see that your hair is becoming fat, you have to check. It's easy to get here and here. It's not easy to let it go down. Yeah. You just need some one Christmas party, one birthday party, then some one other whatever. No, here will come. But if you want to make it go, hey! Yes and yes and yes and yes of jumping up and down before some small one will go. Are you in the church? What I'm saying, is it making sense to you? The same way, why are you laughing at it? I don't understand why you're laughing. Her face. The word you learn, it must enter into your spirit, and then your spirit takes out what it needs to grow. I'm not preaching well today. If I know Auntie Barbara was here, I would have asked her to do the preaching because today is not working. May it happen. I'm saying only one thing to you. Write down this. 26 signs that you have deep roots in the Word of God. We are going to use 26 different tests. If you fail some, you'll rewrite. But 26 tests, signs or tests, they are all the same. That you have deep roots in the Word of God. Are you ready for the 26 tests? I'm going to give them, you just write them down. And then you mark yourself. If you mark yourself and you are getting this thing, 5 or 26, then you say, well, failed totally. Have to reset. and I'm not joking. These 26 things, throughout the year, we are going to be checking ourselves. Last year I was doing POLAG, inter-branches Bible quiz competition, and I said that Flame Service members should come and join our quiz team, so that when the small children are suffering at the point, the Flame Service guys will come and save us. You know what happened? The Flame Service people dodged. Auntie Barbara, when I called them, they say, oh, this one is for children, it's for children. The first quiz, they were sitting down here. I saw them sitting down here. When the question comes, they say, this question don't know the answer. This year also, POLAG is coming on, starting in May. And I am going to choose Flame Service members who are going to be, if you're a woman or a man, tell me that you will not join. Listen to me. Actually, if you were a Christian who was looking to be deep, you would say, Reverend William, please add me. Because those children, that because of the quiz, the things they learned last year, you see, if you compare them to you right now, in terms of the Bible, you see that you are not. If I ask you, can mention for me, you see, did you even know that we had kings of Judah and kings of Israel? You are aware, so mention two kings of Israel and two kings of Judah, and let's see, separate them. These ones were kings of Judah, these ones were kings of Israel. Separate. If you say you know,
You see, you don't know.
Yes.
Newton, you are being steady on.
Yes.
They were learning the names of Gentile kings. Who are the Gentile kings in the Bible? Gentile means non-Israelite kings. That's what, by name. You can say the king of the Philistines or the king of the Amalekites. But now mention their names. Mention their names. If you know any king in the Bible who was an Amalekite king, mention them, or Ammonite king, mention the name. You see that you don't have deep roots. So, these 26 things, we are checking one by one. But this year, you will know them before the year ends. Jimmy, so amen. I'm the pastor in the church. Number one, you know the books of the New Testament. It's test number one. Books of the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. 1st and 2nd Timothy. Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. 1st and 2nd Peter. 1st, 2nd and 3rd John. Jude, Revelation. Do you know it? Flame service. Ask your neighbor. Ask your neighbor. Flame service members. Newton. Sammy, ask Newton. Books of the New Testament. Etona Mary. Please ask Christabel. Do you know it? Do you know it? Ejewa, do you know it? Yeah. Helena Frown, do you know it? You know it? Yes. Jude, Revelation. When you go to I Church, Auntie Barbara, you see Auntie Barbara's daughter will be there. Jude, Revelation. I Church children are reciting it at home. And you are in flame service. You have pubic hair here. A new aha. Pole. You know that song? It's an old song. A new aha, baby, for fro. Pole. All you know is you wear your trousers, put it here. You don't know books of the New Testament. Number two, books of the Old Testament. Write it down. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Do you know it? Joshua, Judges, Ruth. 1st and 2nd Samuel. 1st and 2nd Kings. 1st and 2nd Chronicles. Do you know it? Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job. Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Songs of Solomon, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel. Do you know it? Roxton, do you know it? Yes. Don't be walking about saying, we are the grown-ups. Unishi, Utri Kondo, Adrini Mo. Do you know it? By the fireside? You don't know by the fireside? Hey. He was not born. Hey, you're not born. Ish. It's a song. How many of you already can see that, Charlie? This exam, no, it will not go well. It's not going well already. The first two questions, it's not going well. Especially those of you who have been sitting behind our table. Those guys who sit behind those equipment. You don't know that? Hosea and Joel. Which one comes before which one? Jonah and Micah. Which can come before which one? Oh, hey. Amos and Obadiah. Which one comes before which one? Jonah, Micah, Amos and Obadiah. Which one? Zephaniah and Haggai. Which one comes before which one? Zechariah and Malachi. Which one comes before which one? Vanya, do you know it? Do you know it? Do you know it? Do you know it? Flame service this year, you will know it. You not say amen to me. Oh no, we don't want to know. You are dating. You are a girl. You are in flame service. You are dating. You have a boy. You don't know Zephaniah and Haggai. Which one comes before which one? Yeah, you are dating. Foolish girl. foolish girl.
You don't know Zephaniah. You don't know Haggai. You don't know Obadiah. If I give you a Bible, I say, find Obadiah in the Bible. You don't know where to find it. You are dating Jimmy. Number three. You will know all this year. You will say amen. You know New Testament memory verses. You know, if I say, give me 15 New Testament memory, you won't stop. You just start and you won't stop. New Testament verses that are not in the Old Testament, but they are in the New Testament. Like John 3, 16, 17, 18. Yes, but John 3, 15, 16, 17, and 18. John 3, 15. Do you know what is there? What is there? 15, 1, 5, not 1, 6. John 3, 15. At least you know one. Ephesians 2:10. You know that one? No. For we are his workmanship. Yes. So out of the 15, you know one. I can't 14. How many times I'm preaching to you so far? You have to be able to. It's a sign that you are passing the test of being deep rooted in the word of God. Philippians 3:10. That I may know him. You can't. 15 verses, you will start, you won't stop. You know, when I was in Tamale, one of the things to do, we learned Romans 8 from verse 1 all the way down to somewhere. But at least 1 to 6 is still in my head. So if you say, I should give you 15, I can say that Romans 8, 1 to 6, I can 9. Oh, yes. Number 4, you know Old Testament memory verses. Do you see? Yes. Yes, you know the verses. Exodus 14, 14. What does it say? Exodus 14, 14. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Yes. What? Genesis 8, 20, what does it say? Seed time and harvest. How many have seen that thing? Are you seeing that you have a lot of work to do this year? Yes. Number 5, you know New Testament Bible stories. New Testament Bible. And I'm not talking about shallow stories. I'm talking about that's what we did with the quiz guys last year. Detailed. You mention the names of the people in the story, the names of the towns. Don't tell the story without mentioning the towns. You cannot talk about Jesus healing the man at the pool without mentioning the name of the place where the pool was. Yes, you gotta know it. Bartimaeus was standing somewhere when Jesus was passing. There's a name of the town. What is the name of the town where Bartimaeus was standing? The Bible mentions it. Come on, let's be serious. If there were four people in the story, you have to be able to tell the story and mention there are four people there. Lazarus, Mary, Martha, Jesus, the main people in the story. Just with the dead man, the Mary and the Martha, and then the Jesus himself. You have to mention it. And then the disciples and those who came to cry at the place. Yeah, and even where the thing happened, where Mary and Martha, their house was. You see now? You don't know the name of the town. Number 6, you know Old Testament Bible stories. You have to know that Elijah called down fire on the Mount of Carmel. It was Mount Carmel. That's where he met prophets of Baal. How many of them? How many prophets of Baal? How many? You see you now? You see you now? You know Old Testament. Joseph, can you say you are not passing? You are not passing. Yes. Mercy. And you see, Pastor Paul was saying earlier in the morning, Flame Service people, let us be humble to learn the things. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You must study to show yourself how? Approved, accepted, recommended. Be humble and learn the things. Come to church, you are learning something, you won't learn. That's what I've been telling you. From now onwards, everybody must bring a book. 26 things that we are learning. You won't bring a book. You won't bring a note. You have to buy note 3. Because the things are a lot. Oh, it's when you know my me again. Number 7. You know New Testament Bible characters. New Testament Bible characters. You don't mention a Bible character that is in the Old Testament as a New Testament. You see, one of the problems with the Quran, if you take your time to read the Quran, one of the reasons why we can't accept the Quran, we can't believe the Quran, is that in the Quran, they place people who lived in hundreds of years apart in the same conversation. You see, so for example, Noah, by now, you should know that Noah came before Abraham. Do you know?
Yes.
Do you know?
Yes.
That Noah came before Abraham?
Yes.
Do you know? Do you know? Do you know? You see, you're knowing, your answer is not coming well. Like, people are confused now. It's like, you're not, like, you didn't think about it, but that's, wait. Noah and Abraham, who came first? See, the answer is not coming fast. Who came first? Prove it. You just tell me something to prove it, that Noah came first. I've died. See, now we are debating. I like it. That's why this year's Polak Bantama team, no, there will be Flame Service members inside. There will be Flame Service members inside. And from this year onwards, no branch is winning that quiz again. From this year onwards. Yeah. Last year it was introduction. So they can enjoy it. But number 8. You know Old Testament Bible characters. Don't say, no, I said New Testament. Yes. Don't say Paul said to Moses. You can't say that. How can you say that Paul was going to Damascus and he met Moses on the way and they had a conversation? Joseph, how can you say that? No, you cannot say that. Please, no, they met in heaven. No, that one day Paul was on his way to Damascus, and then when he was going on the way, who did he meet? Moses. And so, Moses. But Father Moses, where are you going? So Moses, so I'm just going here to come, and from here I'll go and pass by Elijah's house, and then we'll talk small. You see, Paul, Moses, and Elijah at the same time. How is that happening? No. Bible, born again believer should know that this is wrong. The Quran makes that mistake. It puts people who lived in different times talking to each other. That's why once there is one factual error in the book, we must throw the whole book away. So the Quran, we can't accept what it says because of those mistakes. And these are historical facts. You can't make a mistake about it. So when you tell that, Muslims and we are worshiping the same God, the Quran, don't listen to that, it's rubbish. Number 9. Time is finishing. Number 9. You know important chapters in the New Testament. Do you see? Yeah, there are some chapters, they are very important. You see? Yeah, important chapters. Something like what? Like John 2. Was it in John 2 that the wedding in Cana happened?
Yeah.
So you should know that. You see? It's something you should know. Like, where can we find it? Chapter 2 in John. That's where it happens. A very important, whatever.
chapter 3 of John is when Nicodemus had a famous conversation with Jesus. You cannot not know this. You cannot not know this. Do you see what I'm trying to say? So there are some chapters in the Bible. They are very important chapters. You got to know them. Okay? So you should know important chapters in the New Testament. Number 10. You know important chapters in the Old Testament. Right? Genesis 1, creation. Genesis 3, the fall of man. You gotta know. You have to know. You see, spending life is, yeah, she's learning that. She's like, yeah, I'm getting that thing small, small. Gotta know these things, man. Okay? Is it okay? Okay. All right. Exodus 3. Exodus 3, God called Moses to send him to Egypt. It's important. It's an important chapter. You gotta know it. Where are we now? 11. You know where to find the story of creation. Story of creation. Number 11. You know where to find the story of creation. You have to know it. Know where to find the story of creation. Number 12. You know where to find the story of the fall of man. All right? You see, if you were doing this, your Bible will no longer be unexciting. No, you don't read the Bible because like it's a boring book. Who told you? Who told you? When the children were doing the preparing for the quiz last year, they were amazed at the action. There was a king. Somebody was king. He killed the person and he became king. Then as he was there, another person came to come and kill him and become king. You know what he did? He didn't want the other person to come, so he bent the house, the palace, with himself in it. Yeah. It's the Bible. Action. You know the Bible. You don't know all these things. You don't know all these things. See, you not allow the other guy to come here and kill him and take the throne. So, how do you say? Yeah. It will destroy the whole palace with myself inside it. I tell you, you don't know all these things. So, number 12 is what? You know where to find the story of the fall of man. Number 13, you know where to find the story of Moses. You know where to find the story of Moses. You have to know where to find the story of Moses. Okay, his birth. And follow him through. When he was born, what happened? Oh, where can I find it in the Bible? All this. His mother put him inside a basket, put him on the river Nile. His sister followed the basket. Yeah? Do you know that? The king's daughter was bathing, Pharaoh's daughter was bathing in the Nile, saw the basket, the baby was crying, the sister appeared. I can find you a woman who can take care of the Nile. Do you see what I'm telling you? You got to know the story. And how he grew up in the house of Pharaoh. One day he went to go and visit his people as they were working. He saw some Egyptian trying to discipline, to cheat some. He beat the Egyptian. He killed the Egyptian. He dug the ground. He buried him under the sand. Huh? The following day he came again. Two Israelites were fighting among them, so he came to separate them. Do you know all this story? How he came back, went to the wilderness, was there for 40 years, was shepherding Jethro's sheep. Hey? You gotta know. Had a wife. You gotta know the story. For to follow Moses and bring him back to Egypt to bring the people out. All the way to the day when God said, you will not go to the promised land. Climb this mountain. Have you seen the promised land down there? Your eyes will see it, but you will not. On this mountain, you will die. And he climbed the mountain and there he died. From when he was born to when he died, you must know where to find the story all through in the Bible. Wow. It's not a small work. Number 14. You know where to find the story of Samuel. Great prophet Israel had. One of the greatest prophets. Samuel. I think I'll end with number 15 and then we can close. Samuel. You know the story of Samuel. Where can you find it? Of course, First Samuel. Of course, First Samuel. Yeah? Okay. 15. The last one for today. I'll continue next week, Sunday. You know where to find the story of David, that great king that Israel had. story of David. That will be able to track down his story. You will see. Yes. How many of you are blessed already? How many of you said the homework is a lot of homework? How many of you are already over 15? How many are you getting? Over 15. When you mark. I'm sure that books of the Old Testament can be very what has it. If I start it right now, it will be very, very disastrous. Should I try?
Yes.
Should I try?
Yes.
Starting from the corner there, the first guy in the corner there. Books of the Old Testament. Old. Hallelujah. How many of you are ready to go deep into the word? And that's what I want us to this year. So this year, are you listening to me? One of the things we're going to do is we're going to do a lot of memorizing of scripture, like we used to do. Just so that, Charlie, we are going deeper and deeper. Otherwise, you cannot please God. You cannot please God. Your faith is built solely on the word of God. Faith that is not on the word of God cannot exist. What I'm saying is making sense. It is what you know about God, what you know of God's nature, what you know of God's mercy, what you know of God's power. How do you know of God's power? There are two ways. What you have learned, how God has expressed his power in the lives of other people past. And then that now begins to form a basis of how you expect God to show his power in your own life. Your walk with God will depend on that. And where do we know? How can we find out? God told Moses to tell the children of Israel to constantly tell their children the story of how God brought them out of Egypt all the time. Up till today, Jews are telling their children the story of how they came out of Egypt. Every time they have the Passover feast, they celebrate it all the time. And they're always telling them the story. How we're here, they'll tell the story. Oh, how we came here. They'll start from when Joseph brought Jacob. Yes. May God help us this year. May you become deeply rooted in God's word and in God himself. And may God take us further and further as we seek to... Look, you will be fine if you are planted. My mother never gave me advice about girls. Do you understand girls? Do you know girls? I was going to school. I told you this story before. She stood by the roadside. My father called a taxi. We packed the trunk and the chop box and things inside it. My mother was standing by the roadside. The taxi was going. Mother waved at me and said to me, "When you go, look after yourself." One sentence. That's all. They didn't call me at dawn. To give you, some of you, that's how they call you at 5 a.m. They 2:04. I know I won't see it. Oh, God, they 2:04. I won't see it. Yeah. 4:30 a.m. You're sleep in your eyes. That's someone all can won't see. Yeah. Say Kojo. Okoi. Me power cho kojo nyankopon di power cho kojo okoy di huni oh busia e busia yo pebe bia e free wa huni obusia huni me bia e free. Tap your feet. Let's pray that God is going to help us so that we will be young people who are deeply rooted in God's word. Please close your eyes and begin to pray. Now you can play a piano. Bompa e ma ho se afi nyankopon asem no obetintim e wo nyankopon asem mu. I don't talk. We are praying. Don't talk. Please pray for yourself, Father, in the name